Yeah, of course, yes. The one point that I wanted to be sure to clarify in terms of the famous much thing, Bob, in that conversation, as you reconstruct it all, did Dean feel that he was instructed by me or directed by me to go out and get the money or help get the money for a woman or not?
No.
Are you sure? Yes. What makes you sure?
It just, that is what came out of it.
I said, well, it would be good to, didn't I? I said, well, it'd be damn important that he not talk about it. Then we went through the four options. And we can't get a clemency in. We can't so-and-so blackmail us. What did come out of it? You didn't do anything as a result of meeting.
No, sir.
You're absolutely sure?
Absolutely sure. Nothing.
Ehrlichman says that he didn't do anything.
Well, Ehrlichman wasn't in that meeting.
No, but it, they talked to him earlier about this.
Yeah, but Ehrlichman, the playback I got on that was Ehrlichman said he couldn't care less. I mean, you know, the hell with it.
Sure. Good. See, O'Brien, I checked with Peterson, is obviously scared. Scared and shaky. And so O'Brien, as he says, is the key to the Dittman, to bait the whole payoff scheme. Mm-hmm. He didn't just trigger any of this, but the whole deal. Mm-hmm. And O'Brien, therefore, if he says, well, they did furnish fees and so forth, and Dittman is being in a position to say, well, I guess Dean, though, Dean claims he had ever, he was never involved actually in delivering money or anything, was he?
I have any idea. I don't even know what he claims.
We never heard of any of his conversations with us indicating that he...
That he did? No, but he's never told me he did. Yeah. Which is kind of interesting, because he's covered a lot of other tracks.
Yeah.
Now, what he said was that LaRue was doing it. What he said in that meeting with you was that LaRue was doing it.
LaRue, yeah.
He said LaRue was dropping it in phone booths and things.
But really, the upshot of our conversation was, John, we've got to get to the bottom of this, wasn't it? Go write a report. Or what?
No.
No, that came later. When did it? No.
I don't know when the report came, but it didn't come out of that. You didn't say out of that. You didn't say in that meeting.
No,
go write a report.
No, we sent him later because of getting known. No, in that meeting we just dribbled off and they're talking about what the options were and so forth.
Yeah, it went on into sort of off into another. This wasn't the focal point of that conversation by any means.
I sort of remember that way because it's the only part of vulnerability I could possibly think of. But if it ever comes to that, let me say, if it's John Dean's credibility that's going to be against any of us, he's going to be in one hell of a spot. That's Dick Ziegler's point.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that?
Sure. But I think we're... I know you're concerned, but I think we're making, all the time we keep being here, we're creating more and more of a problem. And that's the inexplicable mystery now. That's, you know, the fact that Buchanan's the home, so that you can't understand why he comes into work in the morning.
That's right. Well, Bob, what I want to do, I don't like the three in the bag and so forth and so on, but we've got to think now in terms of the presidency all off. Do you agree?
Yeah, I do, but I think you got to do it in terms of what, do it right for the presidency, too.
Right. What is the present status in here? What do you think? How are you, John, talking about it?
We've talked about it. We've talked with the other, Mr.
Wilson. 30-day thing, I don't think operates. I've thought about it since I didn't talk to this all about it, of course. The 30-day thing will not operate. that's what you say in 30 days, you know, you got good there, and then
you expand it or you come back, or you quit.
I don't think it should be that. I think it should be a 30 day. I just think it should be a leave. I think that's what it has to be, Bob, and I think it should be couched in the right words and so forth and so on. I think it's the best thing. I think the 30 day thing is too gimmicky. Too gimmicky, and I think it's, I think it would cause, I think the leave gives a good opportunity to handle the problem. Dean, I will handle differently. I mean, what I meant is that I rather than having him though go, you know, remember you thought one thing, if you and John going first and then Dean going second, I don't think so. I don't think it makes any sense.
Well, all three going at once sure as hell doesn't make sense. That Wilson hit us on this thing. That see, we've got the program now. We meet with the DA Thursday morning.
Right.
We meet with Dash and the Senate committee staff on Thursday afternoon.
Good.
And Wilson says this program, meeting with those people in face of a leave, is a very tough thing. Because psychologically, the leave is going to be interpreted as a real break and we're thrown to the dogs. And it's unfortunate that it happens before rather than after those meetings. And he said that preliminarily, if Dean sits here, not on leave, and we go on leave, or if Dean takes a leave with us, that puts Dean in a better or equal position with us. I said, if the president fires Dean or takes a resignation and we take a leave, then the appearance is better, even though we still have the problem on taking the leave of losing our mantle of the cover from here. But he said, the real thing here is, and I'll tell you, just the way Wilson said it, it is not good in any way to put us in parallel with Dean. He said, what the president's doing there is taking advantage of two friends who are willing to be docile, and this is wrong, and you're going to get hurt by it. He said, he should fire Dean tomorrow or Monday, and he should hold you through next week. Now, I argued to hold us through next week because on the basis that I'm concerned, that if we take a leave, I think we ought to take it before we make appearances rather than after, because if we take a leave after the appearances, then it looks like we learned that the
Let me tell you what I've decided. While I'm sitting here about my own thing, I've started to make my own notes. I've got to try to get up to Camp David tomorrow morning, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go to Camp David and family out. I'm going to work Saturday and Sunday on trying to get a statement ready. I'm going to try to be ready by Monday. Say everything that I can, lay it all out there, you know what I mean? I don't know how long, how short it can be, I don't know if it can be that short, I mean, but I hope to God that, I mean, you know, whatever, it doesn't say enough there.
That's right.
I don't know who the hell can help me, or Price or anybody. I haven't got anybody to help me, that's trouble. The whole goddamn place is just, I mean, that's the whole trouble of this fucking thing. Everybody is in on action. Everybody's got to take, forget that. You see, Price and all fall because he feels strongly one way, and Buchanan is capable of writing that kind of thing, and hate their expressions. But I'll do it myself. If I got to even too worried about that, but that's what I want to do. Now, I feel, basically, that you've got to take the lead, and I'll take care of me. And I'm just going to accept it. I suppose what I could do with him, I think it should be a leave. I mean, if you say fire,
I don't have a taste. Fire means accept his resignation.
Well, I accept his
voluntary resignation.
So how did I accept a voluntary leave of absence for Dean? Who the hell do I have to tell him this? Darn.
That's a tough one too. I don't know how the hell you how the hell you deal with me now.
Irresponsibility is low. lie and so forth against the president infinitely worse. Now, goddamn it, Bob, that's the issue here. Now, that's where you go. I mean, everybody can be tried and acquitted and so forth and so on, but you know what I mean? John Dean out there, you know, flailing out against the president of the United States is going to be one hell of a goddamn thing. Now, I think he may anyway, you understand?
I don't think he will anyway, either way.
Oh, yeah, you understand how this is, Ziegler came in here with this story. We were in there, we talked about it.
No.
Seymour Hersh at the Times had talked to Bittman, told Bittman, who proceeded to tell O'Brien that he, Hersh, had information that Dean had told the U.S., U.S. prosecuting team that the Watergate thing had reached higher dimensions, meaning the president. Not about Watergate, but about other things. So I, and Woodward of the Post, according to, had a story to the effect that they didn't have any source material, but they heard that Watergate would reach higher proportions. So I mean, I got Peterson in. I said, now, goddammit, I want to know what Dean said, because this was not the grand jury. Came back and reported, said Dean didn't say no statement by Dean. He says his lawyer, in a very bombastic statement, said, this administration, after the president said that we'll tie up even the president in on matters other than Watergate. That was on Monday of this week that that statement was made. Now, what that means, what I think is that that's this crap on, you know what I mean?
What, the Hunt stuff?
Well, I don't mean the Bittman Hunt conversation. No. I mean the national security investigations, the leaked operations and all that crap, you know. So we shot that down. What I mean, you understand now, that shows you how the press is reaching on that one little...
Hersh is reaching in all kinds of directions.
Is he reaching in another direction you or what?
Yeah, he reached with this thing that he logged on Wilson, the lawyer, yesterday was that Mitchell had said in his presence that Mitchell and I had engineered the cover-up.
Yeah.
And, I suppose he logged something else. I think Hersh is making up stories, and Woodward may be getting his stories from Hersh. You know, things start around town.
Oh, you think Hersh made it up?
I don't know. It's possible, but it's too close to a potential to be assured of that. I think Hersh made up the Mitchell story, yeah, because he didn't use it. Of course, he's got plenty of time. Hersh doesn't rush. Like Woodward, they have a standard pattern. They check today and run the story tomorrow. Hersh plays a longer game. Hersh incidentally told Wilson today, in the course of spinning out some stuff, that he said, John, I have to tell you that nobody is as close to this case as I am in the press. And I can tell you that they have absolutely nothing that they can hand your people on.
Baltimore.
Yeah. So they're trying to kill, but they don't.
Hersh said
they can't. Yeah. He said they
Hersh
can't
believe. Does Wilson believe?
He does on that. He thinks he fishes on stuff, but he thinks he, you know, feeds him enough to.
Why would Hersh run this? Well, Hersh was not. Hersh was really probably trying to feed Bittman. It's all being, but you know that shows you how just how that sort of thing. And what a flimsy piece of goddamn thing was based on, you know what I mean? Not a statement, but Dean at all. But still, a lawyer, according to in a bombastic way, that they're going to tie the president in stuff other than Watergate. Which I mean,
see, these people, these lawyers, are obviously lobbying out more stuff. They're going beyond Dean. I really think Dean is in the hands of people that are worse than he is.
Well, he indicated that this is not even in charge of, but the other lawyer, his brother-in-law, he thinks it's the one that put this one on.
He's the Democrat.
That's right. And you think the lawyers going beyond me.
Yeah, because I think Dean was genuinely surprised when they had that leak on me a few nights ago that Dean was going to say that I had engineered the cover-up. Because Dean, when Ron hit him with that, was startled by it. He said, I never mentioned all of it. And I think he gave the guy the story, and he said, higher-ups engineered the cover-up or something. And the guy elaborated on it and added all of it. That seemed to be where that came out, because, and then the thing ginned up from going on from there. And I think those guys are, I think he's got people that are, I guess he gives them this stuff and they lob it out, and I think they're embellishing it.
put a leave of absence. You think a leave of absence, but a leave of absence is received.
I think it sets you into a better position for the speech. Although one point you could make in the speech is,
that I am called upon.
Maybe instead of calling upon, that
I shall expect.
Well, see, that's the problem. If you do it in the speech, you probably have to do it the strong way, and I don't think that's good. I think it's better for us to take the initiative on the view.
Well, I want. See, I think from your position, it's better for you to make this done than ever good.
Well, but I was just saying, like, state the way to do it, if you were to do that in the speech, would be to say, the question's been raised by some members of my staff as to whether they can, whether it's a problem continuing their duties and also dealing with this situation. And I have decided that I will permit those who are involved here and feel the need to take leave of absence.
Well, I've asked all those.
If you say you've asked, then I think we're better off for us to say do it first. And I really kind of think we are anyway, and I think you're better off if we've already done it. It ought to be done in that cycle. In other words, the Monday evening news says, Alderman and Earl can take leaves of absence, president to go on television tonight on Watergate.
Yeah. You don't think you should try it Saturday?
Maybe.
When the president goes on television Sunday, goes on television Monday night.
Maybe. It might be better to get it out of the same cycle.
Yeah. You see, the story is cycles are big already now. Nothing's gonna put it in the same cycle.
I wouldn't put it in the cycle in order to hypo it. I'd put it in the cycle just to have it be a part of that sequence. No, hell no, you don't need to be hypo it. I don't know, as a matter of fact. You don't need me in Washington, I'm not sure, sir.
Yeah, I'm sure that way in Mississippi.
The crowd already in Mississippi is waiting to hear from you.
I wouldn't do it on the TV. I didn't mean to do that. I mean, I'd call upon
maybe that's a way to separate. It's a damn tight,
close separation.
Right. Yeah. So it may be a way to help.
I have, after receiving that, I have accepted
Peterson have a view on what you have to do on Dean? He had the view before you couldn't do anything, and now we've eased you from that restriction, but does he have any view as to what you should do?
I mean, he said that.
Have they given up on making a deal with him? They just,
I think so.
What were they going to do then? They just haul him into the grand jury and indict him?
No. No. They're not even indicting him. Credit. I guess they're going to still try to make a deal with it, but he means at the present time that aren't making any headway in making a deal, so therefore he says go ahead and do what it is and whatever you want. See what I mean? Thank you. doing it for the good of the office, the good of the country, and so forth. You'd have a letter, and I wouldn't let you write anything on that letter. That's the way.
That's the point. Ours is a voluntary leave.
That's right.
We give you a question. We give you a letter, and you do some kind of a response to it. Maybe other than the television, maybe just a little loose response.
What I want you to prepare for me actually is both the leave, and the response.
Then we ask to see you.
That's right. Sunday.
We come up, we submit our request for leave, and you
approve it. That's right.
And you do it with a little statement about that judge. And then you come back down from the mountain.
That's right.
On Monday. Or you from the mountain on Monday.
Yeah.
You call Dean.
Yeah.
Or call him in. Either one. Either here or there. And you say, John, I've thought about that. Now, Dean may react. In other words, when he finds out Sunday or Monday morning that we've taken a lead, he may want to get into that cycle. He may be smart enough to move fast himself.
Right. Well, that's our meeting,
which is fine.
That's right.
If he's not...
The other thing I could do is to let Garner go in. Tell him I'm at their work this week. And Garner goes in, and he doesn't react. John, now that all have heard, the president believed feels that you should take a leave. And if he does not, then Garner's got to say fire, and then he will accept the people and have to accept your resignation. You see what I mean? I'd rather not get in the position of talking to somebody, but I can have him. I don't want him, Bob.
See, that puts you in that resignation threat thing. I don't think you want to get yourself to that. I wouldn't see... If you ask him to take a leave, and then you say if he doesn't, you have to fire him, I wouldn't do that. What I'd say is, I'm placing you on a leave of absence, Vince.
Yeah.
And that's your act.
Right.
You don't ask him to take a leave.
That's right.
You've given him the chance. He could have all this time said he wanted to take a leave, just like we could.
That's right.
And we finally did. He didn't.
That's right.
So
that's right.
Our having done it, you're now faced with the question. You're two people who haven't been involved in taking.
Right.
You can't now allow the man who is involved, who you know is involved,
that's right,
to continue. Therefore, you tell him he must take the lead.
That's right.
You just say,
very much.
Garner says, the president is wanting to ask me to inform you.
That's right.
That he is placing you on leave status.
Placing you on leave.
Until this is all cleared up.
So this matter is clear,
one way or the other.
He's placing you in the same status.
Now, that gets to the next question. You put him on the same status, so he's back. I guess you've got to do that for you.
Bob, I've got to play that game. I know it's a tough, titty thing, but he isn't going to have the same deal. I mean, it is going to be yours and John's is going to be and I think the idea of you're going Sunday is very good. Sunday for Monday morning papers. With letters and all the proper accoutrements, whatever they are.
Yeah.
And then that's that. Now that puts the ball in Dean's court. My guess is he may come right to it, but he may not. Because Dean, in my view, probably wants to come in and talk to me about the immunity and so forth. And that I cannot do. See what I mean?
Peterson told you not to talk to him. Because you said at one point, Peterson said you should not talk to him.
Yeah, oh yes, yes, that's right. They said that's a matter that I cannot discuss and so forth. So. And Garma's... I think Garmin would have to carry the message for him in this case. We don't.
Well, see, he can do it. If you tell Garmin that what the message is just telling that because John and Bob have gone on leave,
that
I am now placing him on leave also.
Yeah. I'm placing you on leave of absence too.
What about him saying and has asked me to assume the duties of counsel? And you're not asking someone to assume the duties of Ehrlichman and Haldeman. But that's because those are not specific duties. See, we don't have line functions.
Ehrlich doesn't want Garment as counselor. I think I've got to put him in. I've got anybody else at the moment that I can. I just put him in, you know, for a temporary thing.
I would say just as asking you to assume the duties of counsel during the time you're on, or, you know, for the interim period here. So you're going to have to clear up dealing too.
Say to him, noted that also bottled liquor for our meeting.
I need to do it by memorandum to Garland.
Yeah.
So that you don't, you can't get into a bargaining thing with Dean. Whatever you do with him is going to be clean and clear. It can't be would you or can you.
Well, that's why you see I don't want him to come in.
That's right.
To me and talk about along with all over the earth and that and so forth and so on. I just want to, I want to be told. Now he'll end up loose a hell of a blast on the government and says, I'm telling you, I've got a lot of things I'm going to tell on the president and so forth. And Garland to sit there, he's got to be like steel. He will. Got the right plan. I mean, that's the right approach, Bob, I think.
Well, our plan was tonight to work out our letters, work out all the paperwork, and then go over with the lawyers tomorrow and be sure I don't have anything that bothers them. I think we can get all that worked out, then I think we should come up to Camp David and sign that.
And I'll go up to Camp David in the morning sometime.
You ought to. I'll let you go tonight. Get a decent night's sleep and get to work in the morning. If you go in the morning, you'll lose half the day before you start work. You'll gain at least a half a day if you go up tonight. What you'll probably do is go up tonight and work, and then sleep, you know, work into the night, and sleep in the morning.
Now, I'll probably go up and sleep back.
Can you?
I've got a long day today. I'll either run it well, but
depends on whether you catch it constricted. But, well, I think that's our best route at this point, and I think let us
say it, but I think it's the right route.
Well, let us run on this course and put it together.
And incidentally, that 30-day one roll out, I just too gimmicky.
Okay.
I'm just not going to, I can't do it that way.
Okay.
It should be a leave of absence, and you two should move separately and affirmatively and do it Sunday. That's what I'd like to do. I'll work like a son of a bitch and try to get a little talk, get a speech, or I need to go Monday night. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, I will then. I'm not going to see Dean. Like I said, I'm not going to see him again. I'm going to have Garden come in and says, the way I look at mine is, you know, that in view of, like I said, in view of recent developments, current investigations in the Watergate matter, I think it'll frankly make it a little easier for me. I mean, I could say I could refer to the fact that if you know so-and-so have taken leaves of
absence,
yeah. Like Robert Hoffman and so forth, Bob Hoffman and so forth, John Dean on the